Public address, Rothko Chapel, Houston, Texas, September 18, 1979.
It is a great privilege and honor to welcome Your Holiness in the Rothko Chapel. I think I talk here not for myself, but on behalf of all those who make this place alive. First, the young people who come here to meditate quite often, regularly. And then of all those who love the place. And they love it because here they found that there are no boundaries to the aspiration of their heart and no boundaries to the demand of their intelligence. In our fast unraveling world, man has become atomized. And all of us, we are now constantly risking of being pitted against one another in the most horrible catastrophe. The Rothko Chapel in this world of crisis stand as a sign of brotherhood, of unity, of hope. Here, a great artist has created a harmonious silence, a silence, a harmony of silence. And in this harmonious silence, we quite naturally get on the threshold of the unspeakable, the unutterable. And I feel it makes us quite receptive to a message, the message that His Holiness the Dalai Lama is bringing us today. His Holiness the Dalai Lama.
Now, tale de molace, intenando chanzo de l'angelia shuala, intenando a de si and the mixing and si pacasot, tanta getting egi, and lagandinalia, tenazo rusiche shachumbre, shakaucho. To
Mrs. Dimenel, Mrs. Dimenel, guests here, I'm extremely happy to have this opportunity of being with you here today in Rothko Chapel. And would like to thank you for giving me this opportunity of talking to you.
I
met Mrs. Dimenel first in India, and recently she came to see me in Switzerland, and the things that we were talking about have now materialized.
Things you already mentioned. That is suppose I'm going to say. So since you already said, so there's nothing much to say. Now I feel here we gathered not as a something together from Kasore. So super mental you have a deep tane de ruru chedevichi.
I do not see this gathering here today in a form where we are gathered from the point of view of the differences we have.
But rather we gathered here because all of us are human, same kind. There are, on superficial level, differences. Easterner or Westerner, even in a Westerner, particularly in America, there are, you see, many people, some come from Germany, some come from England, or some from Scotland, or some France, or some Spain, or so on like that. So you see, there are some Poland, or some any other, you see, part of the world. So there are many different culture background. Yet, all are one of the same, let's say, good citizen of this country. Same pattern. Now we come from different culture background, different race, different language, different thing, maybe different system, different ideology, different faith. But basically, we all are the same humankind. When when I met people like this gathering, if I stress or if I feel or think about the superficial differences, or I'm Tibetan, these people are Westerner, something different culture background, something different environment. So, you see, what they may see on me, the sort of thing. Then, immediately, there is some kind of curtain come, some kind of boundary come. But if I think, I'm human being, human self, by nature, I do not want suffering, I want happiness, and equally I have right to obtain happiness, and I have right to get rid of suffering. That, you see, from that nature, all of you also same kind. Each individual feel that, I want happiness, I do not want suffering. And you see, that same feeling, feeling is same and equal. And also, each individual have the right to obtain happiness. Equal. All men, human beings are equal. Now you see, with that attitude, with that understand or realization, feeling. I feel immediately the curtain, curtain, no more. Just, I feel man to man. Though we met physically first time, but because of my own experience, I can realize your own, what sort of feeling, what sort of human nature, basically. So I can express easily, and also I can understand other people's feeling. Now, from this viewpoint, or from this feeling, then differences we should come as a secondary. the basic thing is they all are, you see, oneness of humankind. Now here comes the importance of others and oneself. Now oneself, whatever you are, important person, you may be rare.
However important.
One single person. Now other, infinite, no limit. So now, if you look, sometimes, I mean, now that's all right. You see, now if you look, which is more important, this one single person or one single being is important, or the other, infinite others are more important. Compare. Definitely, the others much more important than the single oneself. So here now comes the love, compassion for other. Now this is something key point. All the world religion, all different faiths, emphasis on that point, I feel. You see, there are different philosophical explanation or philosophical points, but the ultimate aim is, better, what do you call it, the better human being, more happiness on humankind through love, through sense of brotherhood, through respect, mutual respect. These teachings on these things are all, I believe, the all world major religion is the same. Now each different philosophical viewpoint, philosophy field, there are, you see, different explanations, different logics or theory. That's all right. All are these different philosophical explanations is supposed to support that main goal, main attitude. That is compassion. So now, in other words, the very nature of human society. Now, I would say the another way. Now you see, that is the something essential. One's life, the compassion thought is the most beautiful thing, most precious thing. If you have that thing, if you practice that, you yourself feel satisfaction, calm, patience, all these things will come. With anger, the other side, with anger, with hatred, jealousy, on the standard, the strong egoism, feeling of I, importance of I. Now,
although this kind of a feeling may arise in respect to trying or thinking of acquiring happiness or benefit for oneself,
But actually through anger, almost impossible to get peace. Through hatred, you cannot get peace. Without inner peace, the outside peace is equally impossible. So now, in terms of with your own benefit, the love is center. Now, in the case of other fellow men, other friends, other neighbors, if you have compassion feeling, With that feeling, you can, you can express the real, what do you call, friendly atmosphere, friendly attitude, respect other, more concern other people's suffering, other people's benefit. Now, with that attitude, with that expression, with that action, the other people automatically, naturally feel happy. And,
they can also experience an atmosphere of happiness or, I think, pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So, through that way, we can create a real harmony atmosphere, real brother, big family, one family of all humankind. Now question is, whether this sort of feeling or with this sort of teaching, idea, is something practical or something important in reality. I think yes, because you see, one thing, about the, can you practice that thing? The answer is through your own experience. If you implement these things, try to implement with patience, then time goes, you can develop you can change your attitude. Now, for example, some person who maybe very easily get temper, anger. Such person, if he try to control this sort of, you see, bad thoughts, like anger, try to control, and more think, more get used,
get used
on, you see, compassion, tolerance. Then, gradually, his viewpoint, his way of thinking will change. Now, that much, according to my own experience, I can say, I can assure you. So, you see, now, for example, myself, you see, sometimes you irritate, you feel anger. Immediately, you realize, anger is nothing use, no use at all. It is much better to control. With that idea, with that effort, gradually, if not at once, but gradually, it can check on the wrong side, on the thought of wrong side. So, time goes. If you practice continuously, then we can change our mind. Even small, even like you see animals, like a tiger, like you see those very
fierce, fierce animals.
No, I know.
Wild animals.
Oh, wild! These animals can train. Then, human mind, you see, human brain, we have such potential to learn many things, to train many things. So, you see, the whether this sort of, you see, attitude, practical or not, question, I always feel it is absolutely can practice and can learn these things. Now, another thing, it is something related with it is some relation, reality of this world, present world. I feel absolutely. Now, in this, at present our world, we have many good progress in material field. But you see, on top of the basic human suffering, which I mean death, old age, disease, these things are there as before, as before, 1,000 years ago, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 years ago, I mean same level, same kind, that basic suffering is there. On top of that, now we have fear, we have additional, what you call, worry or
fear
about, you see, these nuclear weapons, and all sort of, you see, the pollutions, you see, the trouble of pollutions, all this, all sorts of things. The basic, so you see, and now we have, we are facing two, in my mind, two kinds of problems. One problem is due to nature disaster. Another thing is problem which essentially created by ourselves due to certain ideology or certain system or certain thing, due to with these feeling we created additional problem. So now these problem, if we adopt a right attitude, then we can solve these problems, either complete solve or less, minimum problem. Actually, you see, these different systems or different theory or different faith meant for humankind, human benefit, meant for human being. But sometimes it becomes something, kasore, doctor.
Yeah, the opposite.
Something like man meant for these different, you see, system or ideology. That is something, something wrong. So human being must be always above all these, you see, superficial differences. So you see, at present our world, in the science and the technology, we are not lacking. We are lacking in kindness and inner peace. So here, now I'm not saying that material progress is something not necessary. I'm not saying that. The material progress is essential for our life, for human society. It is very beneficial, very necessary. At the same time, we must have inner development, inner feeling of development, compassion, kindness. So combine these two, the material progress as well as mental development, kindness, then I think we human being, in future, we may reach better human society. So you see, the present atmosphere, though we talk peace, justice, equality, freedom, but in reality, if something related with our own selfish interest, or our own, you see, interest, then if necessary war, not much concern. If necessary tricks or anything, they may use these
practice
things without hesitation. So generally speaking, atmosphere is very much depend on money and power. This is not healthy sign. You see, if all human problem answered by power and money, then in future we human as a whole, human society may never reach a real peace, real harmony, real good family. So you see, the sort of inner development is something very important. Now for this, in this field, the all different religious faith, religious community, though this sort of you see mental quality or mental attitude, right attitude, is not only for believer. These things are not mandatory.
This sort of feeling or this sort of attitude,
irrespective, whether you are believer or non-believer, whether you believe in rebirth or not, whether you believe a certain philosophical thing or not, different question, different matter. But our very life, this life, the compassion feeling is very, very essential, very important. So, particularly, various, community, religious believer have something special responsibility to contribute towards this. Now here, you see, as a Buddhist, I'm trying to convert Buddhism, how to separate that sort of thing. I think it is not much useful. But you see, my view is how to contribute through my own philosophy and through my own teaching to the human society. Same way, you see, each different faith, not interfering each other, not much use to interfere each other or argument. There's no end to argue. Each faith, there are reasons and some philosophies, which is something very useful for the human nature, human mind. There are such a variety, like human food. You see, different taste. Same way, the human mind, I feel, you see, the different disposition,
disposition.
So for certain people, for certain teaching is more suitable. For certain people, the other teaching is more suitable. So therefore, such a large human society, we need all these different teachings. I think very useful, very necessary. Now, the important thing is, we through each, individual faith or individual teaching, to common aim, common effort, to contribute the, toward real harmony, real peaceful, real friendly human family.
No, creation.
Creation, right?
Creation of a human.
Creation of?
Of a human family.
So now I would say something about the Nangbe Ta Ningji Nyamnen Shidang Kwa.
Now I will say something about the book.
Tape ended, one sentence lost.
Ta Ningji Liya, Ningji Sidzane, Toma Ningji Lo Chang Yundu, semjian tamjian liya mixa de dao da che de yare de ni semjian cheda ge ji liya guo zu ni de le yin ji komia xie.
When one first practices compassion, it is difficult to think about all sentient beings. Rather, it is best to start with specific persons.
Specific persons or animals like that.
Those who are suffering a great deal.
That the men not do sia dog casually, shoot chill, chimbekulia, any shine, digalia, semjan number, degishin, in pajas, shirta.
And then when your feeling becomes strong with respect to them, you can add on more and more different beings and extend it.
Then here, one of the most important thing is compassion toward enemy. That is most important thing. If you once develop the kind of compassion which cover including your enemy, then you can say that compassion is more or less qualified, real compassion. In sense of usual, compassion or love, in usual sense, ordinary sense, that is something very limited. Love or compassion for your own children, for your own parent, there are some feeling. But that actually very much close, very much related with attachment. So that, you see, basically, in a way, it is not stable, not sound. So once you develop compassion based on the tatina shen to me na wala misu be ta lo di tang yang ta ne shu tam shu shi tu na eno animal ki tu.
Once you are able to generate a mind which can't bear the suffering of others without doing something about it, once you can generate this sort of thought with respect to enemies, then you can spread it out to all sentient beings.
And also here, you see, your enemy is in a sense the real teacher. Enemy can teach you patience, tolerance. And also enemy can teach you enemy can test real your strength, inner strength. So from that viewpoint, in Buddhist teaching, your enemy, the teaching says, teaching very much emphasis that enemy is real your teacher. That was any, right? Then there is one,
So then there is this practice of training the mind so that one has compassion for all sentient beings. Now this practice of compassion should be conjoined with the factor of wisdom, whereby there come to be different types of compassion. For instance, when you view sentient beings as impermanent, then you can cultivate compassion within understanding that those sentient beings are qualified by momentary impermanence.
Any
Then a second type of compassion is to first view sentient beings as selfless, in the sense that they do not, in the sense that they do not inherently exist, do not exist in the solid way that that they appear to, and then within that understanding generate compassion. Thus, this is a case of compassion observing sentient beings within understanding those beings to be qualified by selflessness. There then comes to be a union of method and wisdom, or a union of compassion and insight, when the strength of one's wisdom that understands the nature of sentient beings becomes clearer, and mutually one's generation of compassion becomes stronger. Now, with regard to the way in which sentient beings suffer, we explain that there are three types of suffering. There is one type of suffering that's called the suffering of pain, which we all undergo and understand, for instance, like a headache.
Or poverty.
The second suffering is called the suffering of change. For instance, these things that we now identify as pleasure, if we keep using them, if we keep trying to use them, they eventually turn into pain.
Something like, you see, I mean, too much rain comes, then you feel, oh, now better to stop. Oh, that rain. Then we must have a, you see, sunshine. Then always the sunshine comes, then you feel, oh, now rain must come. This sort of, you see, feeling. Oh. In our daily life, if you, I mean, Kasuri, now for example, a new beautiful car, when you bought it, you feel very excited, very happy. Then through weeks, through months, then gradually that excited go disappear. Then you want, I mean, you feel some sort of dislike, right? Gradually increase dislike that old car, and you want another new fashion, where? Yeah.
No. New model.
New kind of modern fashion, where?
Model.
You want to buy. So you see, the object is some same, but because of its very nature, is changing suffering.
Suffering of change.
Suffering of change. So you see, we feel at the moment, this is something pleasure, something permanent happiness, but actually not permanent. So, the process of when its
continuum goes on, it creates displeasure finally.
Now, third kind of suffering.
Then the third type of suffering is the suffering of pervasive conditioning. It serves as the basis of the other two types. Now this third type of teaching involves many different Buddhist explanations about the cause and effect of actions, about afflictive emotions and so forth,
and
former and later births.
Uh-huh.
Thus, in this way, through these, what do you say, over the course of these three types of suffering, one identifies ever wider spheres of suffering from which you want to free sentient beings. Now the fact that nowadays we view from the Buddhist point of view, it is a sign of our not having identified the depths of suffering, that we don't have compassion for the rich, but have it only for the poor.
So thus,
there are these ways, these Buddhist ways of reflecting on the different types of suffering and thereby generating different types of compassion.
So, you see, each individual faith, or I mean different faith, there are in certain cases, in a particular faith, there are more techniques or more explanation in certain field. In certain field, detailed explanation is more available. So in that case, you see, the close contact, close relation, and learning from different experience from each other. No doubt there are many points which Buddhists can learn from various Christian philosophy, Christian theory. At the same time, the Christian can, the Christians can learn from Buddhist techniques or like that. So through that process, that sort of use practice, you can enrich your dhamma. So like this, organization or this chapel. This chapel, your work, I believe, you see, you can, through this sort of use of work, can contribute very greatly. So I'm very, very glad your work. I admire your work. I hope in future also, through this sort of activity, I feel you can contribute great thing to our human society. Thank you very much. Now, that question the answer is no.
Perhaps we could have a period of 10 or 15 minutes of questions. I've been asked to announce that written questions be passed to the ushers on the outside aisles.
Reading that.
Is it possible that the next road to understanding God may take the form of our exploring the world of the atom or the physics of the universe?
The science that we
Understand the power. The pageant and the cherry, when a yama and the when a turk jugunang,
The science of this century has gone so much deeper than the science of the last century that it is arriving at even greater and greater mysteries. So I do think that there are many ways that science is getting at the same things that religions are. Rebecca.
Roughly speaking.
The second question is, what do you see as the future of Buddhism in the East and in the West?
When we talk any religion, there's no boundary. So anyone who likes different faith, then it is right to practice it if you feel some satisfaction, some benefit. That is also right, Yorba.
Each one of us has the right.
So you see, when you say Westerner, there are millions of people involved. So there may be, already here, this is some people taking keen interest about Buddhism. So like that.
It'll proceed in this fashion. For some, it will definitely be of benefit.
That's all.
Could you comment on the possibilities or practicalities of seriously treading the Buddhist path while one lives in an environment like Houston?
I always believe the basic purpose of Mahayana or Buddhism, or particularly in Mahayana, is serving for other, service for other. And so, you see, the people who practice these things must remain close contact with society, must remain in the society in order to serve society. So in that case, you have to, Kasuri, stay where?
Right.
Here, Texas. By the way, Houston.
In Houston.
Houston, Texas.
Please.
You see, of course, the practice of Dharma, practice of religion, is mainly, practice in mind, not necessarily to change this sort of thing. If you wear this sort of thing, then you could not work in a factory. So, like that, as a factory worker or a farmer, mentally practice these certain teaching, then I think it is absolutely possible. But of course, certain overall general picture is something, different. Now, I may say like this, in a society which competitive is very, very strong, in some cases, tolerance and peace, I mean, without moving, without changing, that in deeper,
feeling.
In deeper,
deeper feeling.
Deeper feeling, but superficial, sometimes you may take, strong reaction according to the circumstances. So you may find a balanced attitude. So this is my feeling.
What position?
And I think another word further. You see, when the teaching come from in certain area, from certain area to certain different, to certain area, then the essence of that religion is always remain. At the same time, the candidate,
superficial,
or superficial or surface,
surface
or superficial or surface. I think, upper layer,
upper layer.
You see, may change according the suitability, the particular, you see, atmosphere. Now, for example, Buddhism came from India to Tibet. The essence remained same, exactly same. At the same time, because of different environment, different peoples, you see, general
way of life
and people's general, what you call, the attitude. So it, your word,
Kasa.
Upper layer may change according to, you see, new circumstances. So, you see, the essence same, but some sort of a Western, you see, civilization or Western thinking or Western culture involves all that. Can adjust. So like that.
What position or role do women hold in your religious teachings and in your culture?
Equality. Really? You see, in Buddha's, you see, word, in Vinaya Sutra, that you left, Duvasati.
In the Sutra on Discipline, there are vows for a female, what do you say, vows for nuns and vows for monks are set forth.
Equal.
In the same way.
Now in Tantric and in Mahayana Sutra, just equal.
And then in the Tantric system, in the Sutra, in the Sutra Great Vehicle System and in the Tantra Great Vehicle System, women are equal. Your Holiness, where or when does karma begin?
Now our theory is this. Since, continuation of mind, there's, no beginning of the subtle mind, subtle consciousness, right?
Yes.
Subtle consciousness. The rough consciousness, their beginning, their end. But the subtle mind, subtle consciousness, we believe they always remain. Continuously. So there was no beginning, there will no end. So cause and effect, the law of karma, also no beginning. This is our belief.
Do you see the recent interest in Buddhism in the West as a very significant event in the history of the Dharma?
Should I have a different 개심을 위해서.
최고 단의 개심. 최고로 기도하는.
가서 안 돼. 시디 가서 시디. 개심을. 딱 개심을 최고로 가면 너 떠주리 걸리걸리 미안. 저주 럭하시아 시던다 인신그래.
We will know after the passage of several years whether it is significant or not. Then as the last question, please comment on the role of education in the new age as a means of bettering human relations.
This is very important. Now, I am not educationist today. I cannot say in precise or in detail. I just feel the as before, I mentioned the how much importance of one's inner attitude towards other is a fellow man. So that we must develop, not you see, 1 or 2 weeks retreat or 1 or 2 weeks you see practice, not sufficient. Right from the beginning, from childhood, some sort of you see, sowing, this sort of, the parent already because of swords already.
Through the relationship of the parents with the children, the child comes to some understanding what love is.
What the value of love is. Without parents, you see, kindness, love, the child could not survive. So, on that, I mean, Kasuri, that at that beginning is something, I mean, very, very fresh, very, very reality. Now, that, I mean, teach continuously the how much importance in a human society about love, how much importance of love in the human society. This I always feel very, something,
important.
That condition implement, but
I do not know how it should be implemented or put into practice.
This is up to you. think about these things. It's very important. Something very, really crucial problem. You see, everything depends on the present younger generation. And small child, when they grow, they will face certain problem. So, whether then a chinese mongbol kunzu chane ma chane, and then when a chane ke sangu so so je ta, when a ji kze yong yong ge lebo tuya, di shita kya shimu le shasang.
Chane ma
chane. Shugu kuranzu kandish gan le da follow chate ma chane, ta nganzu shaya yong marwa, nganzu lakwa yong marwa. Nganzu when a chane ke jikta lamro yang thakwa jikta sam, tang ni kandish chane chune da tingya di shush kya shimu le shasang.
Although we may not know what path in the future the young children might take, but it is extremely important and essential that we do everything to inculcate the right attitude in the children.
So?
I'd like to thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.